Hello.
Hey, this is Lisa, returning your call from customer care. Can I please have your zip code to help better assist you?
80923.
80923.
Yes.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. My computer has been lagging all morning, so forgive me.
Okay.
80923.
No.
Okay.
In just a moment. Here we go. All
Okay.
right, so may I have your first and last name?
Terrence Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Terrence. Give me one moment. All right, Thomas. All right, here we go. Now, for security purposes, can you please provide me with the shipping address that we have on file for you?
6455 Alibi Circle, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80923.
Thank you so much for that. Now, I do see here yesterday where you ordered the mini wireless pods, and looks like that was well refunded. Like you got partially refunded on that order. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I did call yesterday, and when I was talking on the phone, here's what I want to do. I just want to just cancel. I don't want another ear pod sent to me. I just want a refund on my money.
Okay, that's no problem. Now, do you have that first pair of earphones?
I do.
All right. So what's going to happen is I definitely get you that other half, but the company will allow or requires you to reship the headphones that you have on hand, and we definitely are refund that second half.
Okay,
I can.
can I rephrase back at this?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Send up. This is why. Send a package. Put it in because otherwise
No.
that can go in the trash. It's nothing. It's not even usable. It's all a
Okay,
scam.
ma'am. I'm gonna have to talk to who's on the account, who's over the account. All right, so what's gonna happen, sir? The person, we don't pay for the postage. We don't ship out boxes. I definitely can provide you with the return address and the RMA number to put inside that package. And once you obtain the tracking number or we get it back at the warehouse, we'll issue that second half of the week refund.
You never was supposed to take any money from the beginning. It was supposed to cost him only $6.95, which you took out over 2 weeks ago. Then you turn around and take out money. It's going to be an investigation on that because you don't just charge people accounts without their
Ma'am, they
authorization.
explained the terms and conditions to him yesterday again. I'm gonna need to talk to the account holder. I do see here where someone called in yesterday and the terms and conditions were explained.
Okay. Well, how do I send it back?
All right,
I will
give me
call and
just a
see
moment.
that.
Just let me know when you're ready for the address.
I'm ready.
All right. All right, so I have 11 55 1. So 11551 E as in East 45th Avenue, Unit C, and that's in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
Now, what you're gonna who you're gonna send it to is Smart Health. It's SMARTHEALTH Watch. Smart Health Watch.
Okay. What's the zip code in Denver?
I'm sorry. 80239.
Okay.
All right, so allow me one moment here. Let's see. Right. So what I'm gonna wait, let's see. Mr. Terrence, I really do thank you for your patience. Looks like they gave you 35%. refund back yesterday. So what I'm going to do is, let's see, let me make sure I can. All right. Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm just trying to make sure it's within my protocol.
Okay.
No collections. Good deal. All right, so what I'm going to do is go ahead. They did give you 35%. So I'm going to add another 15% to that to make it half of that, $59.95. And once we get the tracking number, all you have to do is, once you get it to the post office and obtain a tracking number for it, just give us a call back and provide us with that tracking number. And then that additional 50% will be applied back. So it looks like $20.98 was applied. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and apply 11 more dollars. So it's going to be $30.98 refunded, okay?
Okay.
And then again, and then again, the other $30 will be refunded once we receive the tracking information on the pods.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's what I will do.
All right. All right. Good deal. Thank you so much. No, wait, let me make sure. So, because we need to get that refund confirmation sent to your email. Just want to make sure everything is squared away before.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, sir, it looks like a refund confirmation will be sent to liftinghim@gmail.com. Well, no, it looks like the reason why you probably haven't been receiving email, sir, because it's a CIM, not COM. So you do have a refund confirmation sent, but your email can't update it either. Your email address is misspelled on the com.com. So that's probably why you have, because before they charged you for that end of trial charge, that one time charge at the $59.95, they did send a confirmation out 2 days before. But what happened was you did not receive it, because you could have settled this before it actually hit your account. And it was just an error because we do send out confirmations, but you didn't get it because it's not in there correctly. But that's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So. Well, I can confirm that you have an issue. So it's a full 50%, and just go ahead and get that tracking number, that tracking information in, and we'll definitely get you refunded.
Okay.
All right.
Can you fix the email address on your side?
No, sir. I definitely can't. It won't even let me.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Let's see. Let me make sure. All right. So, I have one more thing. No. We don't need that. Good deal. All right. So, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
You have a better one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.